diverse, independent, and yours. CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, British Columbia.
Quasi-cerebral talk and tunes. This is Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. Here's what we've got cooking up this hour. You are tuned in to Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. We're the campus community radio station broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain at Simon Fraser University, where we broadcast on the Enseada Coast Salish territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, and Kwikwetlem First Nations. This episode of Typically Tuesdays was produced on the Enseada Coast Salish territories of the Stolo, Kwikwetlem, and Ketsi First Nations. And at Typically Tuesdays, we recognize the host nations as being the original storytellers and knowledge keepers of these lands, and we thank them for their stewardship. My name is Leslie, and today we're going to be talking about something that's been on my mind for, well, it's kind of dishonest to say that it's been on my mind recently, because it's just one thing of like a larger thing that I'm like constantly thinking about, which is, obviously, if you know me, it's about idols. So earlier this summer, a member of NewJeans, which is a K-pop group, she performed a cover of Seiko Matsuda's Aoi San Gosho on national Japanese television. And like that video of her covering it on Japanese national television has been playing on loop in my head nonstop for like the past 8 weeks. And I have also like just a lot of thoughts about that and, you know, like idols in general and stuff. So I'm going to be talking about that today. And then in terms of the playlist, I'm really excited about this one, actually. So this is a playlist. This is a part, actually, of a playlist. How do I say this? This is a part of, actually, a personal playlist that I've been curating for, like, the past, I don't know, maybe, like, 8 months or so. And it is called Siuloi Summer. Siuloi in Cantonese means young lady, young woman, girl, really. And it is one that features pop music performed by mostly East Asian pop stars and idols, because there's this like tradition, I think, in the world of idols where like you have to sing a seasonal love song. And so these are all like kind of like love songs involving summer. These are songs about young East Asian women falling in love near or by the beach. Enjoy. I think it's going to be a fun one. We're going to start off with a song that I listen to like at least once every summer. Because it's got like some unhinged summer energy. This is Red Flavor by Red Velvet. Get into it. Bye-bye.
Oh,
Hikaru Nishida with Jinsei Kaicha Natsu Kamone. Before that, you heard Yu Hayami with Natsu Iro Nanshi. My name is Leslie. This is Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. I've been trying to figure out if I should say names of Japanese idols based on last name first and then given name second, and the proper way to do it. So we'll see. Maybe I'll be switching it up, but keeping it interesting and mysterious here on Typically Tuesdays. Today I'm talking about this thing that happened in the summer that I can't stop thinking about, because I'm constantly consumed with thoughts about idols and things about idols. So just break it down for you. Okay, there are two people who are kind of the subject of today's discussion. One of them is Hani from NewJeans. Now, NewJeans is a 5-member K-pop group that debuted in 2022. They're produced by a company called Adore. Hani is one of the members of the members in NewJeans. Hani is the only one who does not have Korean ancestry. And I'm just gonna also make it very clear here. I'm gonna put a disclaimer out here, because every time I say that I like NewJeans, I feel like I have to make this very clear. I like the performers of this group. I like some of the songs that they perform. I think they're charismatic performers. I do not like their company. That is saying a lot, because companies in the K-pop industry are really shady, but Adore, in my opinion, is not just shady. They are creepy and weird. If you know, you know. And if you don't, I'll just make it very simple for you. It has to do with legitimately just constant controversies that their company seems to always get in regarding certain choices in sometimes aesthetics that they make with certain songs and music videos. And it also has to do with the way that their company really rides the tails of controversy, which in my opinion, and I think in the opinion of most people who have a heart, really damages the image and well-being of their talent. Just saying, just putting that out there, just making it clear, okay? I like NewJeans, the group. I do not mess with their company. So there's that. The other person that we're going to be talking about today is Seiko Matsuda. So Seiko Matsuda is a Japanese idol who debuted in the 1980s. She was, I believe, first a model for 17 magazine or something like that. And then she ended up debuting. Her breakout hit is a song called Aoi Sangosho. It was her second single, and she became so loved and popular that, you know, more than 40 years after the release of that song, Seiko Matsuda is still considered the quote-unquote eternal idol. She is that beloved. She is considered one of the big three of idols in Japan, if I understand correctly. There's Momoi Yamaguchi, Akina Nakamori, and then Seiko Matsuda. And so, of the songs that people know of Seiko Matsuda, Aoi Sangosho is one of the most well-known. It probably is the most well-known. And so it's kind of it's kind of interesting and cool that Hani from NewJeans performed the song on national Japanese television. New Jeans, they recently had their quote-unquote debut in Japan, which really just means like they started releasing music in Japanese for Japanese audiences in Japan. That is something that K-pop idols do. If you did not know, now you know. That is how part of how like K-pop sort of expands. And yeah, a big part of it is just like hitting the Japanese market, essentially. And so the group New Jeans, they held this concert in Yokohama Arena, I believe, which is a very big venue. And she had performed it first there, but then she performed it again on television on this like household music show. Was one that like a lot of people know about and a lot of people tune into. I think it's just really fascinating how we got here, right? Because there's one thing that I think can be said that I think is probably true of exactly how Honey got wind of the song. And I think it's just like it has to do with internet trends and like the way that people like look into nostalgia and stuff like that. We've talked about it on the show in the past before, but like there's just been like, you know, in the early 2020s there has just been like a lot of interest in the 1980s by people not of of the 80s, essentially. And I think there's been like a really big interest in like the popular culture, fashion, and visual aesthetics of Japan in the 1980s. And it's not just with the quote-unquote city pop aesthetics and sonic aesthetics, but I think it's also got to do with like the wider culture, like even before, so the city pop kind of like sound, I guess, and the fashions, that's like mid to late 80s. And so I think now people are kind of like also becoming interested in like the early to mid 80s. But I think there is also something to be said about this performance, and it's like in the way that it really maybe like embraces the intercultural aspect of idols, I think. I think that requires a bit more like conspiracy theory thoughts and stuff like that. So I'll give that to you after this music break. This is Andy with Remember Summer Days.
Me too. Oh,